Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an industry report on Rosa Pinillos. Date of birth 1/1/1971. Date of procedure. June 27, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher DO. Referring physician is Dr. Rafael Perfecto. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is unintentional weight loss, comma, abdominal pain, comma, change of bowel habits with diarrhea, comma, Barrett's, comma, family history of colon cancer in mother. Description procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, or all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated by anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. While lubricated, a limited gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advancing direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made at the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, the retroflex used, obtained the cardiac air resection from the stomach, before withdrawal of the scope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphatic colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix or the cecal valve complex of Folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex used, obtained in the rectum. Period. Terminal lumens and sputum value. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Had upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next sign, the Z-line is mildly irregular, less than 10 millimeters in length at 39 centimeters from bite block, comma, given prior history of Barrett's esophagus, biopsies were obtained for the, all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema, common biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and through lead H. pylori. Next line, there were multiple gastric body polyps, nine of which were approximately 10 millimeters in size and were removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion, common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters intubated and evaluated, was unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology given the diarrhea. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation of the diarrhea and microscopic colitis. Next line, Boston bowel prep score of 7, comma, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectal sessile polyps from the cold biopsy polypectomy that were diminutive in size. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter rectal sessile polyp from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids and internal retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, hypertrophy and anal papillae were noted. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 years given the history of Barrett's. Comma will await pathology of the gastric body polyps to determine need for earlier EGD. Next line, recommend 3-year colonoscopy for further evaluation. Sorry, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Given history of Barrett's, recommend PPI daily. And anti-reflux precautions were explained. Thank you.